Thursday nights were kind of special during Courtland Cofield's freshman year. That's when the dining hall at the University of Illinois' Florida Avenue dorm would serve soul food and have a DJ spin hip-hop during dinner. But by his junior year, Cofield says, attendance fell. When he graduated last May with a master's degree in accounting, even the stoop behind the student union, a popular hangout for black students, seemed vacant.
From being a student that was involved in several student organizations that knew a lot of African-American kids, there was a lot of events that, it was a steady drop-off.
That's Cofield, now an auditor with a big firm in Chicago, and the steady drop-off was not his imagination. An Illinois Board of Higher Education report shows that enrollment of black students at public universities and community colleges across the state has fallen from about 83,000 in 2012 to about 78,000 in 2013. The U of I flagship campus in Urbana-Champaign has the lowest African-American enrollment, just 5.5%. This report was no surprise to the U of I, according to Bill Trent, a professor of educational policy, sociology, and African-American studies.
For the last 6 to 7 years, the university has had more than two committees looking at this issue.
Elaine Allensworth, director of the University of Chicago's Consortium on Chicago School Research, has done a series of studies tracking kids who do and don't go to college.
The earliest place that they drop off is there are a lot of students with chronic absenteeism in the elementary and middle grade years. And for those students, if you're chronically absent, college is pretty much unattainable.
At that early age, absenteeism isn't usually a refusal to go to school. It's either illness or a lack of resources and support.
Because a lot of times for younger kids, if there's one family member that's sick, you know, the parent can't necessarily bring other kids to school or pick them up. Or with older kids, they may be looking after sick siblings or sick parents, even other family members.
Another factor that affects black students disproportionately is school discipline. Numerous studies show that black students receive more suspensions and expulsions than their white classmates. Here's Bill Trent again.
We have research evidence that shows that there's an inverse relationship between the number of disciplinary encounters and the probability of high educational attainment. So the more disciplinary trouble you get into, the more costly it is if you're a black kid. That relationship is statistically insignificant if you're a white kid.
But at the U of I, Trent says, the problem isn't a lack of qualified applicants. It's that those students get better offers elsewhere.
There is much more competition for African-American students who are able to participate in competitive admissions at a place like Illinois.
One school that has long prided itself on enrolling black students is Southern Illinois University in Carbondale. Tuition and academic admission requirements are lower than the U of I, but Derek Williams, coordinator of SIU's Black Resource Center, says they have no problem attracting Chicago kids to the southern tip of the state.
The biggest, strongest part is the word of mouth. The word of mouth is just powerful.
Courtland Cofield was drawn to the U of I through a letter from 100 Strong, an organization formed specifically to recruit black kids.
It's like, oh, come to U of I. We're picking a top 100 students to get to go to the campus early. And that like spoke to me. That was a big deal for me. But like, I don't see that happening anymore.
School officials confirmed that the 100 Strong program was put on hiatus in 2010. An abbreviated version was reactivated in 2014. I'm Dusty Rhodes.